load shedding before January the 13th this year. Last night, party president Cyril Ramaphosa said he had accepted Mabuza's resignation and thanked him for his short stint at the helm of the cash-strapped power utility. Earlier, ANC Deputy President David Mabuza stunned the nation when he said the Eskom Board Chairperson and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan had misled the president on load shedding. ANC National Spokesperson Dakota Lekhwete.
Later deployments, in particular in the SOEs, you need the requisite skill, and it's important that we have that particular requisite skill. So the resignation of Mr. Mabuza, we need to commend him because it shows honesty from his side.
Some residents of Caleb Mutshabi, an informal settlement in Bloemfontein, are attempting to salvage whatever has remained after yesterday's heavy rains. 16 people were injured after being hit by corrugated iron sheets, which were blown away by strong winds. Those who have been displaced by the floods are being housed in a community hall in Botshabelo. The DA has welcomed government's decision to declare the Northern Cape a drought disaster area. In a statement, DA member of the provincial legislature, Willie Aukamp, says for some time the party has been putting pressure on government to address the crisis that has devastated the agricultural sector in the Northern Cape. He says government's announcement yesterday that it will allocate 300 million rand to drought relief in the province is a step in the right direction. Aukamp, however, says over 600 million rand is needed to alleviate the negative effects of the five-year drought, with over 60,000 jobs on the line. Lesotho's First Lady, Maizaya Tabane, has gone into hiding. Police say Tabane's young wife is implicated in the assassination of Prime Minister Tom Tabane's estranged widow. The late former First Lady, Lipolelo Tabane, was killed just days before the Prime Minister's inauguration. Correspondent Rapelang Kadebe has more.
Commissioner Mudibedi, as soon as he resumed his duties, immediately went to seek warrant of arrest against the First Lady for failing to cooperate with police. Following resistance with military security deployed at the State House, police were finally allowed access into the premise, but drew blank as to no one knew the whereabouts of the First Lady.
And Iranian state media has reported that the country's military is now saying that the Ukrainian airliner was unintentionally shot down. According to the military, it is as a result of human error. 176 people died in the crash on Wednesday. The BBC's Nicholas Rocha reports.
Western leaders had pointed out that evidence suggested the plane had been hit by a surface-to-air missile, possibly in error. Today, the Iranian military said the Ukrainian aircraft had flown close to a sensitive military site and was brought down due to human error.
The top story at 8 o'clock, the ANC has described as laudable Eskom board chairperson Jabu Mabuza's apology for his failure to keep a promise he made that there would be no load shedding before January the 13th this year.
Extra Loud Mornings on 5FM. 5FM.